It looked like a nuclear war scenario. So you go there, you see dead trees with drying and dying leaves with yellow leaves all over the landscape.
Science on the Menu, a podcast by the European Food Safety Authority.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Science on the Menu. My name is Ed Bray and I work in the communications team at the European Food Safety Authority, EFSA. Joining me today is Giuseppe Stancanelli. You are team leader for the team dealing with the risk assessment of plant health at EFSA. Welcome to the podcast, Giuseppe.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Today we're going to be talking about a bacteria. A deadly bacteria, one so deadly, in fact, that it has killed more than a third of the olive trees in the southern region of Apulia in Italy. So, Giuseppe, let's start with Xylella. That's the name of the bacteria. So Xylella fastidiosa, I understand, is the scientific name. Can you talk about how it affects plants? How does it harm them, actually?
So the name already indicate how this bacterium affects plants. It's called Xylella because it's a bacterium that works all its life in the xylem vases of the plant, which are the vases that bring the water and the nutrients from the soil to the green part of the plants. So how this bacterium affects the plant is by living and in these vases. It obstructs, close the communication between the roots and the green part, and therefore the plant is generally drying or wilting, and sometimes, in some cases, like in Apulia, in the olives, at the end, even dying.
Okay, so it essentially starves plants of the water they need to survive.
Yeah, that's exact.
And what can you tell our listeners? What does it look like, actually? One of these olive trees that has been infected by Xylella, what does it look like?
For me, it was very striking. I went for the first time in Apulia in October 2013, few weeks after this disease was communicated, and it looked like a nuclear war scenario. So you go there, you see dead trees with drying and dying leaves with yellow leaves all over the landscape. So it's, I think, from what we discussed also with other scientists, the epidemic in Apulia is the worst epidemics ever reported for Xylella, because Xylella has been reporting affecting and killing in part also vineyard in California, affecting the almond in California and a part of the world, or the oranges in Brazil. But this is the first time that there was such an evident and striking disease on olive, for example.
Wow. And like, tell us, what did you feel like when you saw that?
Well, when I first went to Apulia, and you had to think about my whole life, I work with plant disease, I felt really like crying for this, for what I was seeing, because I never seen such a disaster. So you see, normally when you see a plant epidemic, you see some plants die here and there, but still within the yield is normally still a value for the farmer. But when you go to south of the Apulia, you just see the desert of dead trees. So it was really a very striking experience. The good news is that within this desert of dead plants, they found some olive variety, which remain green and can stand the attack by Xylella. These are the variety, for example, Lecino, or other variety similar to like the Favolosa from the Frantoio, other one have been identified recently. And these variety are the hope for the farmer to grow olives in the southern of Apulia again.
Right, the kind of green shoots that give hope for the future.
Mm. Well, in fact, Xylella is an American plant pathogen, which clearly arrived in Europe with the trade of plants, because it moves with the plants, doesn't move with other plant product. And the strain from Apulia is completely identical to a strain from Costa Rica on coffee.
Okay.
Costa Rica. They also report that this strain present, for example, in ornamental coffee plants imported into Europe to be used in tropical garden in zoo. So very likely that's the origin of this pathogen in in Europe.
Okay, and there's no cure for the disease that comes. And it arrived then in Europe, it's devastated this area of Apulia. Where else has it been found in Europe?
It is also present in Balearic Island, in Corsica Island, in South France, in Alicante province in Spain, and then also in Portugal. Okay. In the Mediterranean, we also have a rather large outbreak in Israel, in Almond.
Okay.
The most striking epidemics is in Apulia and olives, but we also have seen almond, particularly almond which are grown without irrigation, only with the rainwater in summer, dying in Balearic Island and in Alicante. In other area like Corsica, South France, Portugal, you see more this pathogen in natural vegetation without too much damage.
Okay. And so we said it's a bacteria. How does it spread from plant to plant?
So it lives inside the xylematic vases of the plants, but the insect, particular insect which are feeding on this xylem fluid, like the spittle bugs in Europe or the sharpshooter in America, they are capable to suck this xylematic fluid, and with that they also suck the bacteria, which remain for all the life of the insect in their stylet, in their mouth.
Okay.
So then by puncturing another plant, they transmit the pathogen to another plant. That's what happened in Apulia. So right. There was a common insect, the spittle bug, which so far was never reported to cause any damage to the agriculture in Europe, and was very abundant in olives, and then it was able to transmit Xylella, and it was, by being so abundant, transmit the disease in a very, very high proportion to the different fields.
Okay, so at a certain moment, a farmer found these symptoms in the olive trees, and then what happened? Then researchers came in to have a look? So, give us a bit of the story.
So in fact, the first symptom were observed probably 2-3 years before the epidemic. Was very strange disease on olive, never reported. And then finally, in 2013, the researcher from the National Research Council, University of Bari, were consulted. And by looking at the symptom, they make the hypothesis that it could be Xylella, because the symptoms were very similar to what reported, not in olive, but in vineyard and in citrus in other continents. And then they make the test, and they found out that unfortunately it was really Xylella.
Okay, and at what point did you come in to the story, Giuseppe?
And we came at the beginning, so within the first few weeks from the announcement that it was Xylella. Xylella is an important quarantine pathogen for Europe. We went to Apulia, we observed the situation in the field, and we draw a very, very fast report on what can be done to stop the spread of this pathogen in Europe. And then we continue working fundamentally since 2013. It's more than 10 years we work on Xylella, and we did the risk assessment for Europe, which now are in the progress of updating with new information.
Well, when we talk about the control measures that can be taken, essentially we're talking about drastic measures. It's digging up the trees, is that right?
Unfortunately, there is no product at the moment which is available for field application to be used to eliminate the Xylella from inside the plant. So what we need to do is to control the spread of this pathogen to avoid it can go to new plantation, to new areas. So something you can do is you can work on the plant production, so to ensure that the plants produced in the nursery are healthy, and this you can do by testing them, by producing them under greenhouse with nets that avoid the insect, the spittle bug can come in and transmit the disease. But you can also treat the plants. For example, the grape, the vineyard plants, during the period of dormancy, when they don't have leaf, they can soak into hot water for a certain period, and this doesn't kill the plants if you do it rightly, but kill the xylella inside. So this is a system called thermotherapy that can be used for the woody plants.
Yeah, I was reading that the economic damage of xylella in the Puglia region is something in the region of €1.5 billion. And I guess if xylella goes to another economic crop, let's say grapes, the wine sector, the economic damage would be huge.
For grapes, we do not expect that the grape epidemic in Europe would cause so much damage. I think the olive epidemic has really been a tempest, a fantastic, let's say, the perfect storm, because it found very abundant vectors, very, very susceptible olive variety, very good climatic condition, all in the same area. The expectation, this estimation of potential damage like xylella on vineyard in Europe is around 3% of the total production, which is a lot. Which is a lot. I think the impact of xylella is not only the yield loss, it's also the impact on cultural heritage, on the tradition, because the moment you have an attack on vineyard, you will have to look for new variety, and all our wine production is based on the local variety. So that means the impact is not only the impact on plants, but the impact on all the sectors.
Sure, yeah. So we've talked a lot there about, you know, xylella, the case of xylella, its story, etc., and the damage that it's done. Can we draw some, you know, wider lessons about plant health from this?
So the risk of trading plants is more, is risky. It's a very risky activity, because it can bring, it's a plant is a living organism. So it doesn't come alone, it bring, can bring a community of other living organisms with that. The trade of plants is regulated. So after xylella in particular, in Europe, we have a new plantel law where a lot of effort has been put by member state, by the European Commission, by EFSA, in reducing the risk for entering new plants, new pests with plants. So somehow we've learned a lesson. You cannot bring the risk to zero. So to bring the risk to zero, you should stop any traveling, any trade, which we cannot do. We have other advantages from the free trade, from the free travel, but we have reduced the risk. And this can be done by the effort of the member state with the European Commission, by more surveillance, more strict control at the harbor, also by behavioral people. I think it's very important to know that when you travel, you shouldn't bring plants with you, plant material. I think we have one case in xylella. There was one greenhouse in Germany, an area which is normally not very suitable for xylella, but as its outbreak in Saxony, because one tourist brought back one plant for his collection from the southern area. We don't know from where, but so this something can happen. So we should do our part by not doing it.
Yeah, and EFSA, we have a campaign, the Plant Health for Life campaign. We have a representative here who's hiding at the back, Pesty, who is a reminder that actually if you bring plants, you risk bringing, you know, pests like Pesty traveling and then maybe bringing something.
Yeah.
So that's something that, that can be done, is communicating to people. One final area of discussion, you talked at the beginning about green shoots of hope for the Apulia region. Can you talk more about that? What's being done in the area of research to find hope in the case of xylella, that we could see olive trees again in some areas of Apulia?
Yes, so we have been fighting with research against xylella in Europe since 2013. There have been several European projects has been funded by the European Commission. EFSA has also funded some research activity to solve particular issues. So now we have hope, because we have already identification of four varieties of olive which are resistant to tolerant with xylella. When we talk four, there's not many, because the population of variety of olive in the Mediterranean is more than 1,000. But from the screening done so far, we identify four, and more are under study, so there is even more more hope for this. The same happened for almond. Almond is a big problem has big problems caused by Xylella in Spain, but also in Israel, in the area of the Mediterranean. And already we have one variety of almond identified resistant. And for Vineda in California, a few years ago, they registered the first two commercial wine variety resistant to Xylella, which were simply produced by introducing with traditional breeding the resistant gene from the American grapes. So American grapes has been living with Xylella for thousands of years, and there are resistance to this pathogen in this.
Right. So the hope is that you could then plant these resistant varieties, and essentially, even if Xylella is present in the environment, the trees would live. They're still able to survive, if you like.
Yes, several hundred thousand resistant plants of olive have been planted in Apulia.
Okay, so the landscapes that you described, these kind of nuclear wasteland landscapes,
is going to change.
They will change.
Some of the situation in south of Apulia is better now than in the last 10 years.
So I'd just like to thank you very much, Giuseppe, for joining us and for your expertise. And to all our listeners, thank you very much for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast, like it, share it, rate it. If you give us a rating, we can reach more listeners and we can get our message out. Please check us out on our social media channels and see other content related to our podcast. You can check out the old episodes as well. But for now, that's all from us. So thank you very much from me. It's also thank you from Giuseppe.
Thank you.
And see you again soon on the next episode of Science on the Menu.